New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 2,427 and a low of 1,056 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Mask mandates are staying in place in Ontario for now, but when they are removed for public settings they will simultaneously be lifted in schools, the province's top doctor said Thursday. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore said high-risk settings such as public transit, long-term care and hospitals will maintain masking policies even after they are no longer required in most public spaces. Consultations have started for schools. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported at 2:45 p.m. today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 2:40 p.m. on February 24, 237,224 tested, 4,976 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 601.3 active cases asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 11 currently hospitalized, 4,375 resolved, 30 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 4,092 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 499 in Central and East Algoma, 181 in Elliott Lake and area, 204 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of February 23 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,009 cumulative positives, 2,817 cumulative recovered, 25 deaths, 4 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on February 17, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.7%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 80.9%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that has received at least one dose 88.4%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that have received at least two doses 84.4%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least one dose 91.0%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least two doses 88.5%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that have received at least one dose 84.3%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that has received at least two doses 80.8%, percent of child population 5 to 11 that have received at least one dose 59.4%. APH reported cases this week. Region's 29th COVID-related death, 30 new cases reported on February 19. Hospitalizations increase, 51 new cases reported on February 20, 100 new cases reported on February 22. Region's 30th COVID-related death, 62 new cases reported on February 23. Hospitalizations unchanged, 58 new cases reported on February 24. Active COVID cases increase by 16, hospitalizations up 3 reported on February 25. Ottawa court denies bail to Patrick King, a reasonable person, properly informed, will lose confidence in the administration of justice should Mr. King be released. Crown tries to introduce new evidence at Pat King's bail hearing. Fresh evidence indicates protest leader bought a restricted handgun when he was prohibited from possessing weapons. Canada. Health Canada authorizes made-in-Canada COVID-19 vaccine. The two-dose, plant-based vaccine is authorized for use in people aged 18 to 64. MP Carol Hughes says implementing the Emergencies Act is a sobering event in Canadian history. It is truly unfortunate that it took the Emergencies Act to clear out the illegal convoy occupation. Ontario. State of emergency put in place amid anti-restrictions blockades lifted, February 23. The government will need to decide by Saturday whether to extend the police powers. Canada. PM Trudeau set to revoke Emergencies Act. Now that Ottawa protest over, February 23, Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act, which replaced the War Measures Act in 1988, for the first time last week, saying police needed extra help to end blockades that had been ongoing in downtown Ottawa for weeks and had spread to key Canada-US border crossings. Judge to decide Friday on Pat King's bail, February 22. Lawyer says letting a convoy supporter be surety for Pat King is like allowing a thief to supervise a burglar. Patrick King appears in court, while key convoy organizer Tamara Litch denied bail. A woman who only met King 4 weeks ago is offering a surety of half the value of her Alberta home. COVID-19. Top doc says Canada is past peak of Omicron-fueled COVID wave. However, modeling indicates that the true number of infections from Omicron has been much higher than reported.